This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Election Day, so we're going to play a little election game with you here. 216-474-0092. In honor of Jacoby Brissett last night, 21 of 31, 261 yards, two touchdowns in the Cardinals game against the Cowboys, where the Cardinals won 27-17. It made us think, huh, there's a lot of ex-Browns quarterbacks out there playing football right now. Oh, Jeff's doing the counting. I thought the accounting was done.
No, I'm just double-checking.
Okay, double-check your work there.
Take a guess how many former Browns quarterbacks are on NFL rosters right now.
Oh, on rosters or currently playing?
On rosters.
Just six, seven.
Add one more. Yeah, I know what you did.
I know.
It's that cool thing that yeah. nobody knows what it really means, but the kids think it's cool.
The kids don't really either. They've been doing it for... The first time I did it, I think on the air was probably close to a year ago.
That's great.
Because the kids were joking about it. I'm like, what is this 6-7 thing?
But, that's great.
Eight quarterbacks?
Eight. It's not really spinning the wheel of regret, but eight. Cue the patriotic music.
Okay. Do we have the rights to that?
I don't know. I whistled it.
I think it's over 100
years. I think it's public domain.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. Wait, let me check. Okay, keep going.
I mean, pick your favorite, Andy. And folks, pick your favorite. I'm not going to say, is there one that you'd like to have back? I think the answer to that's real clear, and it's Baker. All right, Baker has done very well for himself in Tampa.
Good news. Yankee Doodle was published in 1755.
That's so great
good.
News.
You're good. 1855.
Yeah, that's great news.
I'm good. Okay.
That's great news. So there's Baker in Tampa, correct?
Mm-hmm. Baker in Tampa.
There's Jacoby Brissett in Arizona, who's not starting, but might be.
Okay.
His coach, Jonathan Gannon from St. Ignatius High School, though, has come out and said, Kyler Murray will be my starter.
Any chance he's coming back to St.
Apparently,
Ignatius?
Apparently, like Gannon some of the has other not rumors? Watched Kyler Murray that closely as of late.
Okay.
Sorry. Mr. and Mrs. Gannon, your son's doing a fine job.
Unless he wants to come back.
They've lost a lot of tight games.
They're looking for a coach.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Ignatius.
Joe Flacco lit it up the other day in Cincinnati. Amazing what can happen, even with a quarterback who's way past his prime. When he has primo wide receivers and can still throw the ball.
Not like he's throwing for like 470 yards.
Yeah,
a game.
That's not.
He's washed up.
That's not what it is.
Sure he is.
So we have Baker, we have Jacoby, we have Joe.
Okay.
Those are your primo guys right there. You ready for more?
Yeah.
Case Keenum is still in the league.
Okay.
Kenny Pickett's waiting his turn in Vegas.
Well, he had a fumble earlier this year.
Yeah, well, he's still waiting his turn.
Okay.
You have Josh Dobbs. Joshua Dobbs still around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tyler Huntley. And wouldn't you take Jameis Winston back in a heartbeat?
Right now I would. Yes.
Is there one of those guys? And clearly Baker, you know.
What
Baker,
about Deshaun Watson? Oh, never mind. He's still on the roster.
He's still here. Baker is playing very well for Tampa. He's doing a nice job. I will forever wonder what would have happened to this season had Kenny Pickett started this season at quarterback.
No.
That's just my own little thought.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken you for that.
I would wonder not, what would happen.
Have you ever said that before?
Don't know that he'd be great. Don't know that he would stink. I think we would be in a different situation than we are right now, looking at a third rounder and hoping that the fifth plays.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so who are you picking?
For what?
For your vote for a quarterback here.
Kenny Pickett.
You're taking Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
For the long run.
It's not for who's the best quarterback. It's just kind of like, if you had one to have back, you know why I'd like to have him back? Because I'd just like to see what would happen. And I don't know if it would be good, and I don't know if it would be bad. But by golly, I'd want to see it.
So, Jeff, as I looked at your list of eight, I probably could have picked that out from 10,000 miles away. Which quarterback you would.
I'm just curious as to what would have happened. It's not that I think he's great or that he could be or whatever. I'm just curious. What would have happened if that guy started here? What would have happened?
And I will give you the opportunity to pick and select the one that I would have taken back.
That would be Baker.
That would be Baker.
Well, of course it is.
That would be easy.
Well, but that's the easy pick because he's done a nice job in Tampa.
No, that would be the consistent pick that I've said over and over and over again.
He's the only one of the bunch who's actually the starting quarterback for their team.
Well, I mean, Joe is for now.
Well, he's not the starting quarterback of the Bengals. That's Joe Burrow. But he is for now.
Let me check the rod last week. I swear he started that game.
He's not there to be Joe Burrow's replacement.
The permanent. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I had to bring out the red pen.
There's nothing permanent in the NFL.
I don't think there's... it's odd to look at this list of quarterbacks and wonder, okay, would the Browns be in better shape if said quarterback, and the only one on that list would be Baker, to me, as I look at it. Now, again, I like Joe, and I like what Joe did. Oh. And a year ago, I may have selected Joe over Baker.
All right, let me give you this spot
right now.
Don't you think that they would be in a better position right now to win football games? And this is nothing against Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders personally.
I would take Jameis.
They're rookies. Over those guys right now on this team, if you're looking to win games, I'd try Kenny Pickett, certainly Baker, Jacoby, Joe Flacco, and you could make the argument Jameis and Tyler Huntley. Any of them except probably Josh Dobbs and Case Keenum would give you a better chance right now of winning games. But you're not, you know, Jacoby Brissett was here some time ago.
Yeah.
You couldn't imagine him hanging around on the roster that long.
No, they really liked him, though, didn't they?
Yeah, he did. He was solid here. He didn't win a lot.
He was an opening day starter here, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, because Deshaun wasn't able to play.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm. I think he went 4-7 as the starting quarterback here.
Yeah, I look at this.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
List, there's one, and that's about it. Jameis would be fun. It'd be entertaining, right?
Well, in
the offense would be way more entertaining with Jameis Winston.
You know what we would find out about with Jameis? And you could make the argument that we would have found out about it with Joe had he played a little bit more here, but is there anything at wide receiver? Anything.
Because Jameis is so good at making guys look good?
Jameis made guys look better. Cedric Tillman played really well with Jameis.
Don't you think those same guys would look better with Joe?
Well, that's what I just said.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
If Joe had stuck around a little longer, and it's not his fault, you know, he was traded. But had Joe played with Cedric Tillman a little bit more, you know, maybe it would have clicked.
I've never heard your response to this, and I've said it a couple times. Do you think the Browns did Joe a favor?
At this point, yeah.
So when they decided they were going to trade him to Cincinnati, thought was...
At this point, they did.
Joe's not going to be a starting quarterback.
They already benched him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Joe, we appreciate what you did for us a couple years ago. We appreciate you coming in and giving these young guys leadership. I mean, like, who are these guys learning from right now?
Bill Musgrave.
All right.
You're not supposed to learn from your teammates. You can, but you're supposed to be coached by coaches.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. You should be coached by your coaches. And I didn't need Joe Flacco to be a coach.
Right.
But I think you learn from guys who have the position you want, especially guys that are open and honest and willing to share information with you and not being prima donnas.
Joe Flacco's success in Cincinnati tells you so much about the Browns. Tells you you don't have wide receivers, I think, because look what Joe has done with wide receivers. Dude just threw for 470, Andy.
He threw for 470.
And to me, it also shows that the Browns aren't interested in perhaps winning as many games as possible this year, because Joe gives you a better chance to win than Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders as rookies. I mean, I think that's very clear, is it not?
Yeah, so I wonder what the thought process was to say, okay, we're pulling the trigger on this. We're going to let him walk away.
They're rebuilding.
And
they need to find out if one of these guys might be able to be their quarterback.
So aren't you intrigued by wondering what the thought process is going to be to transition to Sanders? And is that actually
I don't know that there is a transition to Shedeur. I got to be honest.
When Jimmy said in the beginning of the year, we want to see what these guys
yeah, I get that.
Look like, why wouldn't you trust the owner on that? I mean, he didn't say we're excited for Gabriel or Sanders, which was smart, by the way.
Here's why. Preposterous comment. If Dillon goes out and plays well the next several games, there's no way you're going to play Shedeur.
I agree.
How do you bench a guy who's playing well because you want to see the other guy? You don't do that.
Can you forecast that and trade Sanders today? I don't know what you're getting for him, but I'm asking.
No.
By the way, there's one way to get fans back in, or there's two ways to get fans back in the seat. One, Gabriel and the team start to win more games, or two, you put Sanders out there to play quarterback. That's how you're going to get fannies in the seats. It's true.
Win football games. That's the best way to put fans in the seats.
But they need more out of the quarterback spot.
Well, they need more out of everything, Andy.
But I don't know, but not necessarily with Sanders. I don't know if they need more. I think they just need a guy with a jersey that says Sanders on the back of it saying hike and trying to move the ball down the field. Because people will cut him slack in the beginning. Look, we've cut
Andy,
Gabriel slack.
People love Joe Flacco here because he played five really fun games. People like Jameis here for a while because he was slinging it all over the place and having fun. It's all it takes.
Tino's in Cleveland. Hey, Tino.
Hey, it ain't the receivers, man. Kevin Stefanski can't coach, man. That's why we can't get like Joe.
Have you seen Kevin drop a pass?
Isaiah Bond looks a lot like Jamar Chase.
Come on, we're not in the same ballpark as Cincinnati when it comes to wide receivers.
I understand we're not, but if you're an NFL receiver, you is competent. It's the coaching, man. Like, it's no way you like. Okay. Joe Flacco can't throw for – he threw for 500 yards, and they're coaching. He can't throw for 200 in Cleveland. The receivers, Fannin, Ajoku, they can play. We know that.
They're tight ends, too. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about our wide receivers are giving us nothing. Nothing.
No, but the thing is this. He can't get 200 yards from nowhere, like in Cleveland, and his coaching.
Are you saying it's play calling or it's coaching?
That's my coaching asking.
All right, it's coaching. He thinks it's coaching. Somehow or another, they've been able to figure out how to get the ball to the tight ends.
Jamari Thrash and Isaiah Bond have been masquerading as Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. We just didn't know it. It's all about the coaching.
Anthony in Cleveland.
We have great talent at wide receiver.
We'll find out. They got a new play caller, right? Lord. Anthony, what do you got?
Hey, actually, my buddy Dylan Gabriel.
Yep.
If he had the same offense Joe Flacco got in Cincinnati, I know for a fact he probably would do a whole better job.
Thank you, Anthony. That's a smart comment.
We agree. Wouldn't you? If I just had T. Higgins alone to throw to, do you think I'd be a better quarterback?
Jeff? And actually, the same offensive line that's built in front of Joe Burrow.
Yes.
That was the same line that we had in Cleveland. I think we'd probably be sitting up a half game on the first place.
Yeah, they have a bad line, though.
Thanks, Anthony.
Hey, when Kevin Stefanski had Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham, Nick Chubb, and Baker Mayfield, he won 11 games. Sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.